a science story, huh?
He's NYU scientist.
I felt right.
I was so
and I just thought, well,
I had figured it out.
It was that golden moment.
Because science was on my side.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to Story Collider, where we bring you true personal stories about science. I'm your host, Aaron Barker, the artistic director of Story Collider, and I do not, in fact, have an episode for you today. Just a very special announcement. As you can probably understand, the pandemic has drastically influenced the way that we at Story Collider do our work. Normally, all of our stories are recorded in front of a live audience at events held in cities all around the world. But for the past 7 months or so, that hasn't been a possibility, since we're obviously committed to following scientific guidelines and keeping our community safe. And we don't really know when it will be possible again. Though we still hold live shows online quite often, find out more at storyglider.org, it can be difficult to get a high-quality recording in that format compared to when we could have venue technicians on hand to set up and monitor equipment. Initially, we'd been hoping that we could coast for a few months on the backlog of stories that we have in the tank pre-COVID, and we have. But in June, we started to realize that this situation could last until that tank was empty or longer. And we also wanted to make sure that we're still bringing you, our listeners, new, fresh stories. So we decided that we needed to adapt and come up with a new way of doing things. So for these past few months, we've been improvising studio recordings remotely in our storytellers' homes, asking them to shut themselves in walk-in closets or huddle under blankets to get podcast-quality sound for all of you, while we monitor the audio remotely from our screens. Have you ever had the experience of telling a brilliant and respected scientist that you need them to surround themselves with pillows and put a blanket on their head while they share their deepest emotional truths with you? Because I now have. Life in a pandemic is truly wild. These stories will sound a little bit different from what you've been used to typically hearing on our podcast. There won't be any audience response, but they will still be true personal stories about science. And I think you'll find that they're some of the most intimate, most powerful, most inspiring stories that we've ever recorded. Because of the time and effort that goes into producing stories in this way, we're also switching to a series format. So instead of coming to you every single week, Story Collider will now come to you in 10-week series centered around a theme. But don't worry, in between those series, we will bring you periodic bonus episodes featuring stories that we are able to record from our live online shows and stories that we have left over still from our pre-COVID live events. So, drumroll please. I'm very excited to share with you that our first series will be debuting in 2 weeks on Friday, November 13th, and it is called Stories of COVID-19. That's right, we have decided to fully lean into our circumstances, as they say. So starting on November 13th, we'll be sharing the series of 30 stories from all across the spectrum of experience of the pandemic. From doctors and nurses, but also from researchers, activists, contact tracers, volunteers, comedians, journalists, and more. And because so many of us right now are struggling with what the pandemic will mean for our daily lives and our future, we're also going to include with each episode an interview with a relevant expert who can help us connect these personal stories to the bigger picture of the pandemic's impact on our culture and society. Each of our 10 episodes will air in two parts, the first part on Friday, as you're used to seeing your episodes, and the second part on Monday. I can't even tell you how psyched I am to share these stories with you after all these months of production. I feel like I've been keeping this amazing secret that I'm bursting to tell. I can't wait to hear from all of you with your thoughts and reactions. So please do reach out, whether it's via social media. You can find us on Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram. Or if you want to drop me a line at aaron@storyclider.org. We really want to know what you think about our new format. And as we prepare to debut this series, I want to thank everyone who made it possible. Story Collider's Deputy Director, Nissa Greenberg, most especially, but also our Operations Manager, Lindsay Cooper, as well as our Board of Directors for their invaluable support and advice, and in some cases, stories. I also want to thank each of our producers who were part of the team finding and developing the stories for this series. Paula Crogson, Misha Gajewski, Gastor Almonte, Lily B., Eli Chin, Christine Gentry, Kayla Glenn, Emma Young, Emma Yarborough, Catherine J. Wu, and Josh Silberg. As always, we are so grateful to Science Sandbox, a Simons Foundation initiative dedicated to engaging everyone with the process of science. And most of all, I want to thank each of the 30 incredible storytellers who contributed to this series, sharing precious and deeply personal moments of joy, heartbreak, loss, courage, hope, or in some cases, all of the above. So stay tuned for our Stories of COVID-19 trailer, which will air on our feed next week. And stay tuned for the series start on November 13th. Thanks for listening, everyone.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.